in his week, and Neil Atkinson with Kev Walsh, Pete Bolster, and Chris Barber. To really get stuck into one thing, and I'm just going to sort of hit it quite hard off the top. I want to go with two combined things. I sent it your first thing this morning. You were lucky you didn't get it at 2 a.m. as I was lying awake, torturously, one more time, going over everything. Last four game weeks, the top six, and this can sound like it's complicated, it's not. Last four game weeks, i.e., the last time everyone's played games four times, the top six have won only five games. So what I mean by that is, if you look at the form table on the BBC, and it's a good form table always on the BBC, it shows you it, and there's basically green when they win. I want it to be more complicated than that, but it's not. And so ultimately, you look at the top six, and there are 24 blocks. Now, I know Man City played Man United. They can't both win. I'm not a fucking idiot. But within that, in that form table right now, not everyone is playing everyone else. Far from it. And in there right now, there are only five blocks of green, i.e. only five wins. So out of 24, I know it's theoretical 24, but I think it comes to about 21. There's only five wins from the clubs who pretend to be the best six teams in the country. They might be the best six teams in the country, but my God, it doesn't feel like it necessarily at the minute. And that's where you are. So that's what that is. And I think that that is genuinely quite mad. The second thing is, of all the games this weekend, and we're recording this before Bournemouth versus Brighton, so listen, if Brighton win, then it happens twice. But if Bournemouth hold them to a draw or Bournemouth win, this thing is true. The only team that kicked off above the side they faced in the table and won this game weekend just gone was Sunderland.